review such a letter?
We have, huh?
Would you, would the Rebbe review such a letter?
Please. By all means. I just want integrity. I'm not looking for form cards, it's plain integrity. Why did you write 4 pages on the internet, right, talking about the ethics of Judaism, that we have to show compassion for each other, etc.? Who were we talking about? Someone who has a tendency towards, but never has involved with the... How would I know what he has a tendency towards? Why, how can a Chinese got a tendency towards? And then stick in the last paragraph, therefore, even a real homosexual shouldn't be rejected by the community. Why not? So I had, I don't know, one of the I think this article had the, asked me the question, well, why would you do the two homosexuals adopted children? They're both from. Two from homosexuals adopted children. They want to send the children to your yeshiva. They want to send to your kindergarten. Right? Then comes Parents' Day. Right? You show up with one daddy, one mommy. They show up with two daddies. Yeah. So I answered, no, we won't let them into the yeshiva. Certainly not. The poor little one will suffer. I'd rather he suffer than my 30 children in kindergarten suffer. I'm not prepared to introduce a bunch of kindergarten children to the idea that two daddies are also like two mommy, like a one daddy, one mommy. Like the rainbow, on you people stuff that comes across my desk, there's a rainbow curriculum in New York City school system. In kindergarten, they give them coloring books that shows one little boy has daddy, mommy, one little boy has mommy, mommy, one little boy has daddy, daddy. Yeah, all kosher. It's all called rainbow curriculum. Okay. I mean, Jewish life would be so much easier if they only listened to whatever I say. There'd be no problem. But no one wants to agree to everything. Okay. Where are we up to here? I want to say a little one to the Pesiv of the Avikal. Okay, yeah. We're on Beis Avod Aleph. Yeah. Remember what Egli Tal introduced. Right. Is the Melechas HaMishkan limited to construction of the Mishkan, or does it include the Avodas HaMishkan? And the point that is made is that we have there Rav Haigon, who says it includes Lechem Aponim and Chavitim, Miluim, etc., etc. See, we'll pick you up again. Okay. Pick up based on the bottom Yud Aleph. It's a lot yet to go here. I want to pick up Hazareh already, but I don't want to miss this up. So we have here a nice tenets, according to Rav Chaim Gaon, why our Mishnah listed Ofer when there's no Ofer. All we have is Bishul. Now, if Bishul is the Av Melacha, then Ofer is a Tolodo. Right? It's not identical, it's not the same form, the same purpose. Right? It is the same Tachlis, but not the same Pu'ula. Bishul is one kind of Pu'ula, and the Fi is a different kind of a Pu'ula. But, it's a bit tricky then, if it's an Av V'Tolodo Didei, right? Then if you do both together, you only chayav one chatas. But according to Rav Chaim Gaon, the teretz of the Gemara makes sense. I'm telling the Gemara. The Gemara asks,
with Sidura the Pasnoket, right? The answer here was it? Sorry. I endowed on the base. Omar a popper. Shova tane didan bishul b'samoin and have a mishkim and okal ofer. Why did you mention ofer? You should say bishul. The answer is tane didan sidur the pasnokat. Right, he wanted to give you a kind of mnemonic, a way easy to remember the melachos, so he switched off into something you would know, follow the order of baking bread. Right. Therefore, he put in the ofer. See, doing the pasnoket. Right. That's because ofer is not in Melechas HaMishkan. But if Rav Chaim Gaon were right, that Avodas HaMishkan is also part of the Melechas HaMishkan, then the answer of ofer, why put in ofer? Why not ofer you had by the Menachos? You had Ofer. The very fact that the Gemara answers Ofer is there only because it helps your memory better. It's a mnemonic device, and therefore I put in Ofer, meaning Ofer per se doesn't exist in the Mishkan. Okay, you with us? As he said, according to, if you hold here's the Gemara, Sidur the Pasnoka. Right? But because now this is now the Eglei Tal talking.
We're doing Yud Aleph.
Yep, on base. If you hold that Melechas HaMishkan is limited to construction Melocha, not to Avoda, then I understand. I have a problem. Why did you list Ofer? I said, well, I offered it only for mnemonic reasons. But because b'shvil zeh yimna ofer b'yav melocha asher b'emes hirak tolodo l'das kam rishonim. Is the answer adequate for the question? My question was, why did you not list the real melocha, which was bishul, the real av? I listed for mnemonic reasons. You gave up what would be seen accuracy for this educational advantage, that would be easy to remember that way. The Avshah Das HaRambam Shigam Ofer B'tzor Lehem Av Echot Im Bevashel. Okay. Very important to know that. The Rambam says that Ofer and Tzole and Bishul are all equal Av Melachos. One is not a Tolod of the other. Why? The way the
Tiras Yisrael explains, because the pula is essentially the same. I'm taking something, as the Rambam explains it, and either making it soft or making it hard, using heat. That's what Bishul does. I put an egg in, I want to make it hard. I put a piece of meat in, I want to make it soft. Right? So the purpose of Bishul is to take something using fire and make it either hard or soft. And that's what Ofer does, that's what Tzoleh does, broiling does, same thing. Therefore, it's mamish the same thing. Mahatech is a barzel. Mahatech is a Ofer, that would be better. That I used to see. You people won't see that in your lifetime because of a new concern for lead poisoning. But when I was growing up, when a plumber came to the house, he had to fix a pipe. He then had a little cup and a little Bunsen burner, a little portable burner, and he melted a bunch of lead in the cup and poured the molten lead over the union. That's how pipes were held together. Then they came up with this business of lead poisoning, and so now they all switched to plastic, right? So you don't get lead poisoning, you get cancer from the plastic. You can't win, but one thing at a time. Right? You'll allow me to skip a few lines and go along for time's sake. The Yerushalmi, however, is what he quoted before, was the base of Haigon. Namely, that Avodas HaMishkan are also Ovos. So therefore he says, I don't understand. Then according to the Yerushalmi, I shouldn't have that question that Agmara has. Namely, why did you list Ofer? You should have listed Bishul. But according to Yerushalmi,
makes sense.
Ofer is as reputable a Melechas HaMishkan as Bishul is.
Where do we see a fia? Where do we see a fia for making the
chavitim? He says that's the lashon of Yerushalmi. Chalei chavitim, meaning the menochos. So he says, Mikomoko manasela Yerushalmi. What would he do for the Yerushalmi? Shemakshe gamken kuchus hashas. He asked the same question we have. Namely, why did you list Afia, not Bishul? And the answer is to do with the Pasnok, for the same reason. Now there's something I skipped here that I got to talk out to understand what happened here. In the Yerushalmi, there's a machlokes where the lechem aponim is docha Shabbos. But he made lechem aponim on Shabbos. Lechas haMishkan is not docha Shabbos because a pasuk he said. It's Shabbos Haytishmoru, Bes Mikdash Haytiro, Ani Hashem. So for the pasuk we learn that Es Mit Shabbos Haytishmoru, you observe my Shabbos, even though Mikdash Haytiro, But Shabbos comes first. Lechas HaMishkan is not going to Shabbos. But the trouble is that there's a shita in the Yerushalmi that Lechem HaPanim is Docha Shabbos. He says, therefore, it can be included in the Lama Tes Melachos because of that shita. Because all Lama Tes Melachos, right, are not Docha Shabbos. That's our Locha Moshe B'Sinai. Right, the Lama Tes Melachos are not Docha Shabbos. Why is they called Lama Tes Melachos? Because they're also on Shabbos. And if Afiya Lechem HaPanim, according to Shita Yerushalmi, is Docha Shabbos, therefore Afiya can't be listed. Your question was, why don't you list Afiya instead of Bishul? Well, Afiya obviously is not one of the Melachos. I need a Melacha that's also on Shabbos. A Melacha that's Mutzah on Shabbos, not a Melacha. And I'm looking for physical labor. I'm looking for Halachic Melacha. Halachic Melacha is only a Melacha that's not Docha Shabbos. That's the point he makes here.
A lot of these melachas after the Mishkan was built, were done on Shabbos. Shechita, they brought karbanos, they brought the Talmud.
No, that's because shechita is not a melacha. You have to define melacha. Shechita of korban tzibur, right? Shechita is not mutar on Shabbos. You can't bring an ola on Shabbos. You can't bring a shlomer on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Only tomim.
On
the contrary, a chod. I mean, there's exemptions on for Shabbos for korban tzibur.
Same thing with
lamentation.
One
who gave us Shabbos gave us the halachas of tamid there, but shechita was not docha Shabbos. There's even we pass it like Hillel, but the Shita Shei Shammai, that Shechita is not Docha Yom Tov even, because Achat Sheyochal Nefesh, right? Yosel Lachem Belo LeGavoa, that we don't allow, even though part of the Shlomim will be eaten, but because it's LeGavoa, we. According to Beis Shammai, you can't shecht on Yom Tov. Yeah, we pass can't rely on Locha. Okay.
Lechem HaPanim is also a tzibur.
Huh?
Lechem HaPanim is also a carbon tzibur. It's also a...
Which is?
It's also for the tzibur, the Lechem HaPanim.
Which one?
The Lechem HaPanim.
No. Not the tzibur. No. It's a... Halacha for Kohanim and the Kohanim Eitz, the Tzibur is not involved. That's part of Kohuna. The Korban Tzibur was Docha Shabbos. That's Shabbos, Yom Kippur. I mean, Yom Kippur and Shabbos is the same thing. As far as Issur D'Oraisa is concerned. One is Koreis, one is Misa. But Ik of Yom Kippurim is the soul Pinim and the soul Azazel. Soul Azazel Mele, he's only a Gozhem. Just push him off the cliff. Don't kill him. But the soul Pinimi, which is Mechaper on all the Avonos, that the Kohen Gadol is, that's where the Om, Sher Yishomim, Hayudofen, Apneim, Omrim, Bor Shem Kavod. That's the, when the Filas Apayim on Yom Kippur. Those are all Korban Tzibur. No, you can't ask why Korban Tzibur is. The point is well made. It is a shechita that's mutter, but not a shechita that has to do with your melacha, right? Shechita of Korban Tzibur. I don't know how to define it. In what category is it? Is it tzorech? Is it just obeisance, just Kvod Hashem, and you bring the Kavanos, because the Tevidim was Kodesh Baruch Hu ordered. Didn't have a specific function like the other Kavanos, Chatos, and so on. Okay. Just because we... I can't justify skipping anything over here, but we have to anyway. I want to be able to start introducing.
So what's the answer though?
The egg lital into the Gemara. I'm sorry.
So what's the answer then?
So the answer is very nice. He says, is the cheetah that holds that Ofer wasn't the Beis HaMikdash, because he says that the Avodas HaMishkan is also part of the Avodas, right? Nevertheless, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah asked the question, so why did you list Ofer? Why didn't you better list Mevashel? Why are you asking? Ofer is just as reputable as Mevashel. The answer is, but he says, because that Mandoma holds that the Ofer was in the Menochos and the Chavit and the Lechem Aponim, and he held that the Lechem Aponim, that Ofer is Docha Shabbos, that it can't be one of the Melochos, because the Melochos are all Melochos that are Osar on Shabbos. But since Ofer has a Tzad that's Mutar on Shabbos, according to that Mandoma, therefore he couldn't list it.
So Rav Haigon is. We don't. Huh? So where does Rav Haigon get his? Where does Rav Haigon say that Avodah?
Okay,
that
very good. Rav Haigon does fine. The pshat to the Gemara was the question. Why did the Gemara ask? Well, Rav Haigon nevertheless concludes that Ofer is an Av Melacha. The fact that it's an Av Melacha that was Docha Shabbos, that doesn't change the fact that it were it's a reputable Av Melacha, but like you said, like the Talmud is Docha Shabbos, is Docha Shabbos. That doesn't take it away from the fact that it's a reputable Melacha done in the Mishkan, and therefore can serve as a basis for what is also outside the Mishkan.
Uh-huh.
We're looking just to say, fragment the Mishkan so that I can see where the melochas are coming from. So he says, good, the Bahagon holds, Ofer is perfectly reputable. It wasn't the Mishkan. The fact that the Gemara doesn't accept it as one of the 39 in the Mishnah is because the Mishnah is listing all those melochas that are also on Shabbos. And since Ofer has a tzad that's mutar on Shabbos, let me give a teres I gave years ago on something that two of you mentioned. But shchita, hard to say. So, well, shchita is common symbol. It's like a kippur. It's docha Shabbos. Is that a problem? Actually, not. Let me give you a fancy teres. This should be recorded. We learn later on that the isu of shchita doesn't stand as a corollary from a theorem. I'm sorry, it doesn't stand as a theorem. It stands as a corollary from a theorem. What is a theorem? Metilas neshama. You can't take neshama on. We discussed with you last time when we mentioned the dam sulim. We say the dam sulim is not called metilas neshama. Right? Why? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu made mankind in such a way that amount of blood must be given up by everybody. Therefore, you can't call it a loss of blood. It's not a netilas neshama. It never belonged to you. It was only lent to you. That's what Yimor says. But it was dam nifkat pocket. It was reserved. When you get married, you have to give up that blood. That's what I said. When Yimor later on in Eleven Zemilah try to apply the same principle to Mila. Say Mila is also Mifkat Pocket. Therefore, Mila is really not Docha Shabbos, but it's not Netilas Neshama. Well, that's nonsense. Why? Dam Michvah Bo, no, it is a Chabura. Why is it a Chabura? Because it doesn't apply to everybody. It applies only to Jews. It doesn't apply to Goyim. Right? Dambasulim applies to every human being. God has made it that way. Right? Therefore, you can tie in there, it's Mifkat Pokim. But the fact that you go ahead and you differentiate Jew from non-Jew, you say, for a Jew, this blood has to be given out. Right? For a Goy, not. Therefore, Mila doesn't fall in the same category as Dambasulim. You people follow that? I would like to say it's Kadosh Baruch Hu that decides who lives, who dies, for man and for animal. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Odom HaRishon, if you kill an animal, you're chayev, unless you kill it as a korban. Odom HaRishon makriv korbanos. Yet he was also Beboso. Only after the Mabul, after Noah, he said, right? I gave the animals like the grass, so now you can eat. Up until that time, Odom HaRishon was also through it. Yet he's makriv korbanos. So what do you see from here? Tilas Neshama is what Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's a Neshama. Don't you take it. If Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's not a neshama, therefore, the Odom HaRishon you had for Tzorach Gavoha, for Korban, he was allowed to chef, or a Chayav to chef, right? For personal, he couldn't chef. I'd like to make that same differentiation as you did by Dam Mifkat Poked Chabur Emechba. Whoever Kadosh Baruch Hu said this blood should be given out, that's Dam Mifkat Poked, right? Therefore, it's not looked upon as a Tiras Neshama. Tiras Neshama is to take away God's Neshama. What God said is Neshama. When God said take it away, it's not called Neshama.
So what about Mila then?
Huh?
So what about Mila then? Kadosh Baruch Hu saying get a Brit Mila?
No, but he didn't. So, since he didn't say it for everybody, right?
If he's saying it for anyone who's a Yehudi, he has to give up that blood.
That's the chiddush we made. So where, if you want to tie there, over there by Odom HaRishon, there's a tivui. Here, not exactly a tzivui for you to have your chasana on Friday morning.
That's true, okay.
So what then? I have to go with biology.
Right.
Biologically, it was Mifkat Poked, right? Because it applies to the nature of mankind, right? That damsulim has to be taken out. Therefore, I use a broader, but by you can't apply the same principle by korbanos. Okay. Or by Mila. Okay. Tie in one degree. Okay. I wanted to take it in a little reverse order. I want to do Beis before Aleph on Daf Yud Gimel. Yirli Shatilu Lochipo Hazera Baopo Meyacha Shinicho Bekaka Bemokma Roish Tisbach Chayev Miyad. I feel a chozo, a lockdown, coden, shed somchum, bishir hazorea, bechol shehu. Okay. That's going to be the shir today. Okay. That's where we're up to. We talked about balech hazorea. So look what he says. He does a masterful job in a few lines, cuts through. What's the massive machlokes rishonim? I'll give you the mokoros. I want you to look it up. It's basically the Rambam with the Magen Mishnah, the Keser Mishnah. It says yearly. Look again. Remember what the Gemara said. Gemara asked a question. Why did you list it in that order? Right?
Mikri, Mikrav Kal Bibereisha. Listen to Choresh, what are the listeners of Rea? And what are the answer? Be'eretz Yisrael, where the earth is heavy, is dry, is cloddy, right? And therefore, if you throw a seed down, it'll stay on the surface. And therefore, it will be dried out by the sun, right? And it will not grow. Therefore, you have to go ahead and get the seed to go into the ground. Therefore, what do you do? First, you have to plow, right? Michdi, right? Normally,
right, you plow the ground and then you throw the seed in, right? But you count on the seed now working its way into that ground. So if it's loose soil, then the seed sends in its roots, begins to grow fine. When Eretz Yisrael, where the ground is hard, right, then if I go ahead and I plow the ground and then put the seed in, the seed won't work its way into the ground. I have to mechanically push the seed into the ground. Therefore, what do? First I seed, and then I...
plow on top of it.
So what are you talking about now? Whether zeriyah in Eretz Yisrael would be called zeriyah if I didn't cover the seed.
So that means all saying yes.
Yirali. Shafilo lo chipa hazera ba'ofa. He didn't cover. So he goes out. Let's see the halacha. And said, if you had to, I mentioned last time, if you had to seed your lawn, you would take a handful of seed and throw it on the lawn. And it'll grow. Yes. But you did nothing to cover the seed. I told you, when you get a professional in, right? Gave that example right to you, he put straw on top, right? So that the seed has a better chance of germinating without drying out from the sun. He says, now I think, even though he didn't cover, Zriya does not require the seed should be covered. Chayev miyad, and then comes the big chiddush. I went ahead and I seeded the lawn on Shabbos.
Without covering.
Not covering.
And some takes.
During Shabbos, I had charotah for being Mechal Shabbos. So Sunday morning, I wake up early and pick up every seed. Voyu oiver an aveira of Zoreya for Shabbos. I said, therefore, I hold that's a Maiseh Zriyah, just scattering on the field, you're over on the Malacha, even though it didn't take root, etc., etc. You see, this is a tremendous machlokas. With, I saw a Rashash in back of your Gemara. You have the Rashash in the Gemara. It says clearly, if it didn't sprout, even 3-4 days later, you pick it up, you didn't do an Aveira. Until it sprouts. I made myself a copy there, but even if I find this at home, I use my old little shots of things wherever they're supposed to be. This guy, why he reorganized that, I don't know. And let me even have it here. And I'll make a copy of it. Maybe in these things that he the Yalkut Mefolshim, he took them out of that place.
See, that's the problem with the Sefer. It has so many portions, we can't find anything.
The what?
That's the problem with this Sefer. It has so many portions that you can't find anything.
You can't find
it. It has everything.
For myself, I made myself a copy of the Roshash. You see what the Roshash says? No, not here. It might be a notebook. is.
Oh, shit.
Lots of Rishash say. Oh. Is. Nice and Shash. On the Omid tells you what. Tafai Gimel Omar Aleph. Hazareya. Right? Holzman shall nishash command the shode bikadadomi. Until it takes root, it's as if it's lying in a container. Therefore, vihine imlike tazera kodim shenishras nirid the portal lemefora. Al Bashar Zohar, given the Lundeskaima Machshavto. Dovazay Yeshilmod, Mibaye the Rabbi Reish Hilton, Imodea Koinim Shenefer Poto. Okay, you chance to catch that. And Abdalid has a very critical tosis, critical in theology. Abdallah in your Gemara. Look at Abdallah. Unbelievable tasters.
It's about sitting to save your chaver.
Huh?
It's about sitting to save your chaver.
No, about taking stuff
out of
the oven.
Right, so to save the guy from being over on the door.
Oh, that say that any here you
could. Save him from sitting.
Okay, what is it? It's an unbelievable thing. Okay. Okay, let me just tell you quickly, we'll say it over again in Shir. A fellow went ahead and put bread in the oven, a dough in the oven. The Shir afir acheyitkabu ponov, a crust forms. Right? So then he comes to the Rabbonim, he's mischoreit al avera, he did such a terrible thing, right? So he wants to go ahead and take it out of the oven, but he's not asking questions. That's Astavar. In those days, the dough wasn't put down plainly. It was slapped on the side of the oven and stuck to the oven. And then you had to scoot it off. You had to scrape it off. You want to see that done? You can go to the shuk in Eretz Yisrael, the guy who makes the big bagel. You see, they still make it the same way. It's Arab bagel, right? It's put on the bottom, but both sides of the oven has bagels stuck to them. He has bakes the dough. I give you straight, I've seen it many times. Takes a mouthful of water, splits on the bagel, and then you have to know a skilled to take it off without breaking it. That's called rode. Rode sapas is isu de rabbonon on Shabbos. If you look down there, you baked on Friday. You didn't take it off. Now Friday on Shabbos, you want to take it off. It's also rabbonon. So this poor fellow who put the stuff in the oven comes running to rabbonon. Can he take it off? He said, No. It's isu de rabbonon. The isu de rabbonon. But if I leave it there, I'll be chayiv miso, isu de raisa. So what the rabbonon say? Relax. I'll make a telephone call upstairs. Right? You already worried about Kores? We got our secretary up there, we'll tell him you're okay. That's the theology. He says, what? Don't take it off. He said, don't take it off. I'm sugar, mister. I leave it there a little longer. I'm over on Isa the Reiser. Right? And I did it bemazed. Right? So Chayev Kores. No, there are no witnesses, but Kores. So what do they say? I'll telephone the Rebbeinu Shloim, right, and tell him that you're not taking it off because we told you not to, right? Then you're exempt. No? How's that for theology? You think Rabbanim have no power?
Yeah.
That's how we pass it.
Sir Rebbe?
So he says, what do you see from there? that before Niskaima Machshavto, before you completed the Melocha, even though you did the onset of Melocha on Shabbos, say, well, you baked on Shabbos, you stuck this dough to the side of the oven. That's the baking process. The oven was hot. I say, no, but if you take it off before Shabbos, I'm saying take it off before it's baked, you weren't over on the Isur Shabbos. When I sugi, you see that what? That if you didn't complete the Lochen, so that leaves us with an interesting question, which we'll pick up in Shir, then why are you ever chayev for Zoreya?
We never completed the act.
It's not going to happen till Tuesday. Why are you chayev for Bishul if I put a pot on the oven on late Friday? Am I chayev Bishul? What happens later? Yeah, that's the act of Bishul. You bevashel b'Shabbos. You put it on. Why? Well, I didn't do a thing on Shabbos. But I went to shul on Shabbos. I put my chol on the blech, right, just before going to shul. Is that called bishul b'Shabbos? Yes. So when okay. That's what we're involved in now. Well, let's stop here.